Egypt, page 49. Women beware, taking chances.
Lauren, Cassie has just told me that you're going to Egypt.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Sure. Who is going with you?
Nobody. I mean, I got a package tour, so there will be a group of people, but I'm traveling on my own.
Are you sure about that? Everybody says it's not advisable for a woman to travel by herself there. You might be kidnapped and sold to a sheikh or something. You should think it over.
Oh, cut it out, Daniel. You're letting your imagination run away with you. I know how to take care of myself.
Right. But if I were you, I'd invite a friend to come with me. The country is really different from what you're used to.
You may be right, and to tell you the truth, I've already done that, but it seems that none of my friends can take some time off right now.
So you'd better put off the trip.
I can't do that. This is the first time in years that my boss has allowed me to have a longer vacation. If I don't travel now, I'm not sure I will have another opportunity.
I see your point. But then you should at least wear a ring and pretend you are married. That might keep the men away.
Okay, I can do that. I'm so excited. I can't wait to put on my new shorts and mini blouses and see the pyramids.
Seriously, haven't you heard a word I said? Wearing shorts and mini blouses is an invitation to get yourself in trouble.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that.
I'm really worried about you, Lauren.
I know, and I appreciate that, but I'm not giving up the trip.